Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Hey, Mama, how are you doing? Let's take a deep breath together and really think about that question. I'm sure not many people ask you that on a regular basis. I'm sure you probably rarely ask yourself that because you just don't get the time to really think about that. I know that is an issue for me. And I have to intentionally stop myself at times and ask myself, am I okay? How am I doing right now? Especially in those moments where I am not being the parent that I want to be, or I am extremely annoyed with my husband and I can't figure out why I find him so annoying in this moment, or why the littlest things that my kids are doing are triggering me, is usually because I'm not okay. And I haven't taken a moment to check in with myself and figure out why I am not okay. So we have to learn as a self-care practice to slow down in our day and really ask ourselves, am I okay right now? And if I'm not okay, what's really going on? Am I hungry? Am I tired? Am I dehydrated? Am I really angry because this is not working out for me, but it's showing up towards my kids because they're being kids right now? And if we actually took the time to slow down and think about why we're not okay, as opposed to just letting the anxiety or overwhelm or exhaustion or stress just pile up on each other to the point that that's just all we feel. We can't even get to the root of the problem. It just creates this terrible cycle of us constantly being angry, not really being able to voice why we are angry or overwhelmed or annoyed or any of the feelings that come up, because we haven't had a moment to ask ourselves, are we okay? Because we're so busy worrying if our kids are okay, if our partner is okay, if everything that we're doing at work is okay, if we're showing up in this way okay. But we never get the moment, or actually we never take the moment to say, am I okay? And if I'm not okay, why am I not okay? And so every once in a while throughout the day, not randomly every once in a while in a year, check in with yourself. When you're starting to feel feelings of anxiety or overwhelm, or you find the littlest thing that your husband did, like loud chewing, why that's setting you off, or your kids bickering about the thing that they bicker about every daggone day, and why is it setting you off more today than it normally should? Go take a moment. Take a deep breath. Take a couple of deep breaths. Really sit down and breathe in that moment of that of frustration and overwhelm, and think for yourself, what's the real reason I'm feeling this? Now, I'm not saying this is easy, because if it's been a while since you have checked in with yourself, guess what? You don't have that connection with yourself anymore. And so you don't even have the ability to figure out what's going on, because it's so layered and you haven't taken any time to dig through those layers. And this is not a moment for you to beat yourself up about it. No, 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 no. We don't do that here. We don't do that here. This is just a moment for you to become aware. Am I doing that? Have I overlooked myself so much that I now don't have the ability to decipher what's going on with me because I'm so checked out with myself? We have all been there. I was there just running myself into the ground until I had a mini breakdown. Well, it wasn't mini. It was kind of embarrassing. You know, in a public situation, before I was like, what the hell is going on with me? And why am I crying in the middle of a passport office into a child's burp cloth? Like, what is happening here right now? And the fact was that I had been caring so much about everybody around me and if they were okay, that I was not okay. And I had not checked in with myself at any time in a long period that I didn't even realize I wasn't okay until I really, really, really wasn't okay. And then it takes a whole new level of work to pull yourself out of those moments to be okay again. So if this can become a regular practice of you checking in, why am I okay? Why am I not okay right now? Why am I so triggered in this moment? Why am I so easily annoyed right now? Oh, I haven't slept all week this week. Okay. And doing something about what you discover to be the problem, that's a whole nother step. The first step is to start checking in with yourself. And then step two is to start digging through the layers to figure out what's really going on. Am I not feeling supported? Am I feeling like everything's on my plate and I need to get rid of some things? Am I just lacking sleep because my kid was sick or someone's going through a sleep regression and waking up every 2 hours? Or my brain is just not shutting down at night, so I'm up running things through my head for 2 hours at night. Because you can't take the steps to fix the problem if you can't even figure out what the problem is. So every once in a while, especially when you feel that anxious feeling in your body, or for me, it was like I could literally feel the cortisol, which is the stress hormone, just like raging through my veins, like this burning sensation that was just like pumping through my veins. And in those moments, when you feel those feelings, allowing yourself to stop, breathe, quiet your mind enough to say to yourself, why am I not okay right now? And what's going on? Right? And then you can go from there. Once you can identify the problem, then you can think about what are the steps that I can take to fix it. But you first have to be able to identify. And let me tell you, that is not easy work. Especially as a mom, we get so disassociated from our own feelings and our own bodies because we don't really get the time to check in because we're so worried about everybody else. Everyone else has to come first before we can deal with our stuff. So even in like the day-to-day parenting of kids, when you're trying to consciously parent kids and when you have those natural reactions of anger or frustration when your kids are doing things that just... it's just kid stuff, but your initial reaction may be anger, but you don't want a parent out of anger, so that you push that emotion down, you take a deep breath, and you try to parent them through love and logic and whatnot, but you still had that feeling, and the energy of that feeling traveled through your body, and you have to process that. And that's like a constant, ongoing thing all day, every day, where we don't get to acknowledge our initial feelings. We have to push them to the side so that we can show up for our kids in the way that we want to or need to or the way that they need us to. And then at the end of the day, you lose it because they've done one more cartwheel when you told them to get in the bed five times. And you're like, why did I lose it? What is wrong with me? Well, it's because all day you've been like pushing away, that pissed me off. Pushing away, that was so annoying. Pushing away, I'm so frustrated because I've had to tell you this five times today. And all of that keeps getting pushed, 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 and then poof, it explodes at the end of the day. And you're like, oh, I'm a terrible mom. No, you aren't. You are having natural reactions and responses, and you are not getting the time to process them and check in with yourself and make sure that you are okay before you got to move on to the next thing. So, throughout your day, try to find the times to check in with yourself and ask yourself, am I okay? Do I need to take a break? Do I need to drink some water? Why am I feeling anxious? Where is this coming from? And it may take some time. You got to be patient with yourself because this is a self-care practice. So practicing asking yourself before you may even may be able to answer the question, am I okay? Because you haven't checked on yourself in so long that you're going to have to dig in mine, like I said. So mama, take that breath. Often 3, 5, 10 breaths to give your nervous system enough time to calm down, slow down, so that you can actually process if you're okay or not. And then asking yourself, okay, I'm not okay. Why am I not okay right now? All right, mama, I love you. And I hope you take the time to love on yourself today with a little bit of self-care. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at @mylifeisabeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.